Yes, that's probably a good point. Yeah, I want to be ready to go.
I didn't think I was ever gonna get back in church. I've been there a couple Sundays, you didn't know. They like kill me worse than anybody else.
Thankful for the privilege that you've given us to be gathered here in your house to worship you in truth and in spirit. And Father, we pray this morning, Lord, for those that are not here. God, you know the reason why. I ask God that you take it into your hands in consideration. And Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, if they be one here that don't know you and a free pardon of sin, this will be the hour, God, that they make that election in peace, calling sure. Before it's everlasting too late. Thankful, God, for the Sunday school that we had this morning. Lord, help us to take and apply it to our everyday walk of life. God, that we would have a closer walk with thee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Number 110.
Number 110.
Pastor Jeremiah.
Yes.
Pastor Jeremiah.
Let's hold up just a moment and let's have a special prayer for Brother Phil, the artist that we just got a call on him just now. And if you would, those would join me at the altar. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Believe in, Lord God, there's no distance in prayer. Lord, you might reach out your hand to our brother, Lord God, now there in that hospital bed in Tupelo. Lord, that his eyes might be open, his lungs might be cleared, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord, he might feel the very presence of the Holy Ghost upon him now, Lord God. For Lord, we know, Lord, that you can heal him, Lord, and that to your will, Lord God, that he can be brought out of that hospital, Lord God, and be back with us, and Lord, and doing the great work that he does for Jesus. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus to pray and beg. Amen.
Amen. All right, number 110, everybody. Get your book down before you sing. Some glad morning. God, wrong one. Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
We got fires.
You got one.
I'm working, I'm gonna do that.
You play the band, say hey.
You play the band.
Yeah.
I think it's too cool.
What?
DNA.
Check.
You got it? You
It comes up through the Sunday school teachers, up through the preachers, and then all the way through the congregation. Everybody under the sound of my voice needs to be saved, right?
Amen. Yeah.
Well, this man of God, actually a leader in the church, came to Jesus by night. And he came because he was ashamed to be seen in public in the daytime. And it says here that he came by night, the same came by night, and said unto Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, now, he still didn't accept him as a son of God, but yet he knew that he was a prophet of God. Now Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, is that just a man, or is that man, woman, and child? Anyone that's born from the mother's womb must be saved. Now, at the foundation of the earth, over St. John there, we find where he taught and told them, said, you know, in the beginning, the Word was with God and was God. And there, nothing was made except by him. So Jesus was already there with the Father at the foundation of the earth. Chapter 3 of the book of John, St. John. Now, as we begin to look into the scripture here, he said, and Nicodemus began to question him and say, well, how can this be? How can a man that is born already from his mother's womb, how can he enter once again into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, as we begin to think, well, where's the water? Is it a water baptism, or what is that? That's not what he's talking about. The birth that you came into this world was a water birth.
Right.
Your mother had the water birth. And from that time on, there came another time to be born again, and that was be born of the Spirit. Be changed in a moment between the eye from the old man that we were into the new man that we can be by the grace of God. Hallelujah. He said, well, how do we get saved? Praise God. Hallelujah. Look what it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So, you know, Brother Gerald, a long time there in our lives and other people's lives, we've traveled in the flesh.
Right.
Why? Because the flesh gave the flesh pleasure, and we did the things that pleasured the flesh. Glory to God. So we were caught up in a time where we were fulfilling the need to excite or to pleasure the flesh body. Glory to God, and it went a long way until God came on the scene. Now, praise God, when we think about this, we realize that one day after a while, we began to think of other things besides ourselves. We got to thinking about, well, what will happen after this life that I'm living? What will happen next to me? Well, glory to God, the Bible says there's only two places that you can spend eternity. One of them is hell and the other is heaven. So as we look at the difference between heaven and hell, we realize we don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
Right. We may not ever want to do anything else, but we certainly do not want to go to hell.
Amen.
As the description of hell, where the rich man lifted up his eyes and hell and many torment, the Bible talks about an eternal burning. For the worm dies not, where the fire is never quenched, and the worm dies not. Now, if we look into this scripture and realize that there's never an end to the well, I'll just go to hell and burn up, and that'll be it. No. As surely as heaven is eternal, hell is also. So as we look at where the two places are and make a choice of which one we want to go to, I'd much rather go to a place called heaven where the streets are gold. Well, not for the money, because gold don't count for nothing up there. You use it for pavement. And I'm telling about it. All this running around here trying to put gold in our pockets and money in our pockets now, and all this kind of stuff, but we get to heaven, the things that we felt so high are just building materials. Well, let's think about it a minute. The gates are of pearl, made out of pearl. Well, how many pearls would it take? Many, many, many. The gold is the paving material that's out there. And then let's look around again, and there the walls are of pure jasper. All these things are held high esteem right now on this earth, but when we get to heaven, we're not going to think much of it other than its beauty. We're not going to be kipping a chunk of that jasper wall off to carry and trade for anything, because we'll have no need to buy anything in heaven, because everything that we want will be there. Glory to God, all things. There'll be a table spread where everyone can come and take as much of the manna from heaven as they want.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible says there's a tree of life that blooms every month of the year. Tree of life that bears fruit 12 months out of the year on the very banks of the river of life. Now think about this just a minute, church. The river of life is flowing right there. You just get to drink anytime you want it. The tree of life is right here. You can eat from the fruits of the tree anytime you want it. Praise God, so you're never hungry, you're never thirsty, and you're always having a time in the Lord. Everybody's praising God. Everything is wonderful. And I will tell you something, Brother Bubba, you won't need a walker up there.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You'll be healed. Praise God. You'll have the immortal body that won't have the pains of this mortal body that we have today. Glory to God. I know yesterday, as I sat in that preacher over there at Pontotoc, my back was killing me. I tell you, I just wasn't made for those kind of preachers. Glory to God. I finally got up and stood up and watched the ceremony. Praise God, because I just couldn't stand to sit on those bleachers. Well, I'm going to tell you, up there, I get to watch everything, praise God, everything I want to watch, and I'll never get tired of it. Won't that be something, little girl? Never get tired of watching a program. Hallelujah. Said the 12 disciples and the 12 tribes of Israel, the leaders of them, praise God, will be sitting around the throne. I'll make 24 around the throne of God. And they'll continually, all day long, worship God on the throne. Then there'll be these beasts there with eyes all over their bodies. And they will continually praise God all day long.
Amen.
The angels themselves will be around the throne of God and shouting and praising God all the day long. And then it said there'll be a great number without number on the sea of life praising the God all day long.
Man.
Praise God. That'll be us.
Right.
Hallelujah. We'll be the ones redeemed by the blood of the Lamb in the last day. Praise God. Calling out upon the name of the Lord to be saved. That's what we did when we got our ticket. Glory to God. And guess what? He never forsakes us. He never turned from us. He came to us and said, come all ye that are weary and heavy laden, I shall give you rest. Praise God.
Amen.
Woo! Think about it, church. Think about the greatness of being saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The reward of being saved. Glory to God. Jesus told him, said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and there heareth there the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit of God. My. Just yesterday in that program, as we stood there and watched Sister Madison has been graduated out of school there. Glory to God. It was a blessing to be with her. And to see her make that trail up there, Mother Toby had to push the chair like the doctor in there in the grass there one time. Hit one of them holes and just about put her in on the ground. Yeah, she said, "Wah!" You know how she does sometimes. Yeah, she was telling Papa, said, "Don't dump me out, Lord God." But then when that young man got up and began to speak and give all that pride and all that love to Jesus, telling everybody, glory to God, hallelujah, what Jesus had done for him and what they needed to the rest of the people there if they wasn't saved, what they needed to know about getting saved, praise God. And I'm telling you, it was the Spirit of the Lord resting upon that place. There's no doubt in my mind, Brother Toby, that while we were yet sitting there, somebody had a seed planted in their heart that will come up and grow and be a salvation time for them.
That's right.
Praise God. Why? Because somebody they knew stood up for Jesus. Somebody they seen live for Jesus 12 years, praise God, was there telling them how important it was to keep on, praise God, keep on talking and leading people to cry. Lord God, they put it on their Facebook page. Did y'all know that? That the whole program was on Facebook. Hallelujah. And Sister Mari used to be Morgan. Now she's Brother Russell's wife. Praise God. Put it on the Facebook. And we all got to see it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look on a little further here. And it said, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" He was thinking with a fleshly mind. Can you understand that science cannot tell you about God?
Right.
They have tried to prove there was no God all these years, but you know what they came up with? Everything that was made by a higher being than we know of.
That's right.
That's what the science said.
Yep.
They don't know God, so they couldn't give God credit. But it said that everything that had been done in this world, everything that had been manifested and made in this world, was made by a higher being than they were.
That's right.
God is the higher being.
Woo! Hallelujah. What about God? Hallelujah. Praise God. And then Jesus asked him, said, "You know, aren't you the master, one of the masters of Israel? Knowest not these things?" My goodness. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. And if I told you of earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but that he came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Did y'all hear that? Praise, let's read that again. "For whosoever believeth." Huh? What? "So believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Amen. That's right.
Now let's listen to verse 16. This is the finest scripture that's ever hit the page anywhere. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Ooh, boy. "For God so loved the world," my, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
Amen.
at the very foundation of the earth, and when things were just being built, just being brought into existence, all the animals had been made and everything, then God said to his son, said, let us make man in our own image. Well, as they created Adam from the dust of the earth, and it came time to breathe life into him, they looked at Adam and knew that Adam would be lonesome by himself, so they put him back to sleep, and they took the rib out, and they made him a wife, Eve. Now, this would have made the story complete and happy for eternity, except for one thing. God wanted a people that loved him because they loved him and not because they had to. They loved him because they wanted to and not because somebody told them to.
That's right.
So here, there had to be a time and a place where a choice would be made. And so when the battle in heaven had already been completed and Satan and the third of the angels had been cast out into the earth, this was a perfect opportunity for God to use Satan for the choice. Well, you can either choose good or evil. That's what he's saying. Today, you're sitting here on the sound of my voice. You know, last week I had preached two funerals. One was here at the church Sunday afternoon. 38-year-old boy graduated high school with my son. He never had an idea a month ago that he'd be dead and in the grave today. Never thought about it. Although he'd had some sickness, he never found out anything was wrong with him. But yet, a week and a half before he died, he found out he was eat up with cancer. When they found it, they put him on the intensive care list and right onto the machine, and he lay there another half of a week before they took him off the machine and he died. A month ago, he had no idea. I saw him at the country store that dry creek. He had no idea that he was going to die. Never had an idea that he was at sea. But yet, here it was, a time. Now, whether he went to heaven and earth, heaven or hell, I don't know. I can't preach in one place or the other. But I do know this, that whoever passes this life stands before a just God. And if we don't have this born again happening in our life, brother girl, when that time comes, we're going to have an answer that's not going to suit us.
That's right.
We're going to find ourselves in a devil's hell when we don't want to be there.
That's right.
No one goes to hell because God sends them there. Did y'all know that?
That's right.
Nobody goes to hell because God said that's enough. They go to hell because they choose to go there.
That's right.
All through their life, they've had opportunities to come to know Jesus, their personal Savior, and choose heaven. But right now, to the end of the wire, they died in unbelief. Unbelief is the very essence of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what comes and it calls you and tempts you to come or convicts you out of your sins and calls you to come down to an old-fashioned altar and brings that love and that kindness of God with him. And praise God when you call out upon God. Hallelujah. Woo! God is action. He gives you a new life. Brother Bubba was laying in the hospital about having his leg cut off. We didn't even know that we were in a Holy Ghost service, did we? We talked about Jesus for about 4 or 5 hours, but we didn't know that God was just right there in the room with us. So when it came time for me to leave, I said, let us have prayer. I don't believe they're coming after you today to cut that leg off. And when we began to pray, not only did God heal his leg, but he got saved, his mama got saved, and a little nurse that was in the room got saved too. Why did they get saved? Because the Spirit of the Lord came unto them and called them, and they answered, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. People say, well, I found the Lord yesterday. You did not find the Lord yesterday because the Lord has not ever been lost.
That's right.
That's right.
No siree, no way, no how. But praise God. When he looked for you, he found you. Praise God. And when you said, here I am, Lord, and you came down to an old-fashioned altar, whether you bowed down on your knees or whether you were in that hospital bed or wherever the altar was made, and you called out upon the name of Jesus, you were saved. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My. What a great thing to say. Hallelujah. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Today, coming down to the end of this service, coming down to that place, a crossroad in your life, you're going to have to make up your own mind where you want to spend eternity at. I can't make it for you, although I'd love to. Wouldn't you, Brother Bob? I'd love to just run and put my hand at everybody and say, well, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. But don't work that way.
No, sir.
We've got to come to that place where we're calling out on the name of the Lord and asking to be saved, be forgiven. And he said, in no wise would he cast you out. No lies when he cast you out if you came and asked to be saved. Praise God. Lord, it's just been one of those trying times. We've got one deacon that's in the hospital at Tupelo with the COVID in bad shape. We've got to pray for Brother Bill. But we've had others that have had the same thing and made fine. Sister Peggy got it from me, I think. Yeah, praise God. Went by to visitor. I didn't know I had it. Went by to visitor. She just got home from up at the campsite. Her and Brother Vern. And praise God. I went over just to visit them. And thinking I was doing God's work, which I was. But yet, I carried them a little present I didn't know I had. Yeah. They had it a lot worse than I did. I'll put it that way. Praise God.
Yeah, pretty bad.
And on top of all of that, the Lord said he healed my diabetes while I had it.
Amen.
So I can rejoice, you know, make good things out of bad things. That's what my God does. This morning, I want to ask you, if this was the moment, the last heartbeat in your body, the last breath that you have, if this was it and it was time to meet the judgment seat, where would you go?
Amen.
You don't have to tell me now. I want you to say it to yourself. Where would you go? Would you go to heaven for all the beauty I talked about a while ago? Or would you end up in a devil's hell with fire lifting up your legs and up your arms and up your fingers, and you're still not burning up, but you're burning. Thirst that should never be quenched. Fire that should never be put out. And you're the worm that dies not. Which one is it going to be? Which one is it going to be? Are you going to choose life eternal? Or are you going to choose death eternal? You said death? Yeah. Hell is a form of dying, but you don't ever die. Just burn, 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 and throw the bubble just safe. Today, it's your choice. You're out there on our Facebook and listening, and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I invite you to know Him today. I don't know who out there is lost that God wanted this message preached to, but I know it was somebody. Praise God. I want you to be in special prayer, not only those of you that are saved, not only for the COVID, but for those that are lost. It's more important to be saved than it is to miss COVID. Let me tell you something. If you're born again, you're a winner either way.
Amen.
Praise God. So it's time that you make a decision where you're going to spend eternity. I'm going to ask them to get a song ready and come now. And then I want to invite you to come to pray. If you don't know Jesus, your personal Savior, and you want to know Him, I'm going to invite you to come. Just step out. Everyone stand at this time. While they sing, let's take an inventory of our lives. Let's take a moment to decide where we want to spend eternity. With all else said and done, it's up to you. It's not up to me, it's not up to Brother Gerald, it's not up to Brother Toby, and the rest of these men and women of God, not up to any of us, it's up to you. It's up to you. God wants you to come and be saved if you're not saved today. God wants you to come and be saved if you're not saved. Won't you come? You got somebody you want to come pray for? Just come on. Just come on. Brother Love is already getting down to pray. He's praying because he got love on him. Thank you. want to invite you back. We'll be back here next Sunday morning at 10, invite you back. We will not have Sunday night services tonight, so nobody rush around and try to get back. We will not have them tonight. But praise God, next Sunday morning, we'll be back here once again. And those of you on Facebook, want you to know, praise God, that we're here. Praise the Lord that we're here, and we're going to be bringing our programs and our worship service to you every week right at this spot. So you're welcome to come. You're welcome to be with us on Facebook if you can't get here. Praise God. Be a special prayer for the Scott family. I know Brother Ortiz is in the verge of passing away, and they're all sorrowful about that. It'll be a special prayer for them. And hope and pray that everything is right with God. I believe it is. And I hope and pray everything is. But, you know, we're the only ones that know individually. We're the only ones that know. Can't nobody else, husband, wife, can't nobody else tell you. You just got to know yourself, right?
That's right.
Praise God. So everybody knows that God loves you, and God will be with you if you ask him. And in the name of Jesus, we're going to go to the Lord in a word of prayer now, and we're going to ask Brother Bubba if he would dismiss us. Brother Bubba.